Good Thursday morning, nerds. Troy Stegner with Talk Nerdy to Me, bringing you all the nerdy news that is fit to know. Let's start at the very beginning. We have a Sideshow statue they announced yesterday. Lobo. If you don't know who Lobo is, he was before Deadpool. He is just a really awesome character. Pretty much unkillable. Regeneration powers through the roof. He's a biker-looking dude. They have a 6-scale diorama by Iron Studios based on Ivan Reis artwork, and Ivan Reis is amazing. This statue is going to be selling for $1,000. They have a payment plan. It's on pre-order, expected to come out October to December of 2019. Some of the details on this, it's got a limited edition. With the limited edition, you get the extra two aliens. He's riding his bike, and I'll post a link to this in the description so you can see the pictures. But for those of you listening on the podcast and you don't want to check out the picture, I'll describe it here. It comes with two alien bounty hunters who are trying to capture him, and they're not doing so well. So those are in the limited edition, where he's got his hook set in one and he's kicking the other while he's riding his space hog. It comes with his pet dog. And it has three different Lobo heads. Now, the heads, you got the wild, you know, windblown hair with the goggles and a big smile on his face. The other one, he's got, he's kind of biting his lip while he's fighting. And the third one is probably my favorite. It's the dreadlocks with a cigar hanging out of his mouth while he's just opening up a whole can of whoop-ass on these aliens. This thing is going to be 15 inches high, 17 inches wide, and almost 32 inches long. It's going to weigh 42 pounds. It's a big piece. It makes a statement. Really nice detail, as you expect from anything that Sideshow sells. This one, like I said, they have a payment plan. It is on pre-order, I'm sure. I don't see it limited anywhere to a certain number, but I'm sure they will probably sell out. The pieces like that usually do. Riverdale fans, season 3, you guys are going to see a 80s flashback where they go back to the Riverdale parents when they were kids. They've already cast Anthony Michael Hall to be the principal. And if you're any fan of the 80s, you'll know that name, especially Breakfast Club fans like me. They've already pulled in one Breakfast Club alumnus. Molly Ringwald was Archie's, well, the red hair, of course. She's Archie's mother. So, November 7th, we're going to see that flashback episode. We'll get to see Anthony Michael Hall as the president, Mr. Featherhead. Yeah, they weren't real imaginative with the names. So, you'll see Anthony Michael Hall, November 7th, Riverdale, as the principal. Showtime has got a new series with Jim Carrey. This one, it's kind of a trippy looking, like a cross between Sunshine of the Eternal Mind meets Pee-wee's Playhouse. It's really weird looking. It's called Kidding. And the guy's name, he's playing a dude named Mr. Pickles, who has a TV show dealing with a lot of puppets and stuff, similar to like the Pee-wee's Playhouse show. But in reality, his personal life starts to fall apart, and it's starting to show in, be apparent in the show. So they're trying to figure out what to do so that he doesn't kill the franchise with his craziness while he's starting to lose his sanity from all the personal problems he's having. It looks to be, the preview I saw, the trailer, it looks like it's going to be good. It's going to be a Showtime exclusive series. Like I said, all these subscription services are starting to get these really good shows. The death of cable is coming. Do just watch. This will start September 9th at 10 p.m. on Showtime. You'll see Jim Carrey, and the show is called Kidding. K-I-D-D-I-N-G. Looks like a very cerebral head trip type show. I hope it does well. Marvel fans, I know a lot of people have been complaining lately about the stuff going on in Marvel. The big guy at Marvel, C.B. Sobolski, He has been in talks with John Byrne. If you remember that, John Byrne was doing a lot of stuff way back, like when Chris Claremont was big at Marvel. I mean, Chris Claremont's still big at Marvel, but this was back in the heyday in the 70s, 80s. They're trying to bring John Byrne back. That would be great. He's done a lot of good work. They're also talking about Chris Claremont is going to... Chris Claremont will be doing a lot more X-Men stuff. There for a while, for years and years, they paid Chris Claremont just to sit on his hands. They didn't want any of the other comics people to pick him up, but they also were not using him at all either. Didn't make sense. I believe with the wedding of Kitty Pryde and Colossus, they kind of brought him back. He did a story there, and now they said, you can expect to see a lot more Chris Claremont and possibly John Byrne in the future. So if you're a fan of like the 70s, 80s X-Men, this should be a very happy reunion for you. In the gaming side, and September is video game month, so we'll probably see a lot of stuff about that during September, but let's talk about Fortnite. We told you about the big purple cube that was in Fortnite. I believe it started in Paradise Falls. It's been moving around all over the map. Whenever it moves, it leaves a burned set of runes in the ground. These are supposedly going to give you a big hint as to what they're going to be doing. I guess they're saying the rumor is it's going to move six times, and the last time it will be over the lake. They don't know the significance of that, what's going to happen. A lot of speculation. Some people are saying there's a city under the lake that they're going to reveal. Some are saying that the lake's just going to dry up, you're going to have another dry gulch. Speculation. Nobody knows. Except for Fortnite, Epic Games. And they're not divulging. They're sitting back giggling and everybody making these fan theories. So at the end of Season 5, we should find out what's up with that purple cube. Why is it leaving burned runes in the ground? And, you know, what does this signify? What is going to happen? If you guys picked up Amazing Spider-Man Issue 4, you might want to hold on to it. It might be a collector's item soon. There was a anti-Mormon sticker on one of the... It was Spider-Man showing kind of like how he was sponsored by like all of the NASCAR type stuff. He had stickers all over him being sponsored by stuff like Roxxon and other made-up stuff. Well, one of those things wasn't made up. It looks like Otley, who was either Mormon or ex-Mormon, depending on who you ask, I guess, he put in a sticker on there for CES letter. And that is it's a book that takes issue with the Mormon faith. A lot of the Mormons, you know, protested that being on there. It was kind of like a thumb in the eye for the Mormon religion. And as we know, most religions have thin skin. They don't like to be made fun of. So, they requested that to be removed. Marvel doesn't want to have controversy, so they agreed to remove this from digital and any further printings. So if you have one of those first printings with that on there, you will you might have something there. The CES stands for Church Educational System, and the CES letter is the name of the book. So that book might even pick up some steam now for people buying it just because. A new edition of that issue will be out September 19th with the removed CES letter. And they've already removed it from all digital. So unless you bought that issue, it's going to be kind of hard to find it. You might be able to Google it and find an image somebody took of theirs and put up there. So Amazing Spider-Man number 4 had an anti-Mormon message on there, which Ryan Otley said was inadvertent. He didn't mean it. Doesn't matter. It happened. We'll see if there's any fallout with him about this with Marvel. Okay, Dragon Ball fans who are also sneakerheads, you guys are going to be so happy. They have a new set of 6 to 8 new shoes based on Dragon Ball Z characters. I'm looking at a picture of one now from based off of Cell, and it's got the distinctive purple green coloration on it with an extra thick white sole. It's a nice looking sneaker out of it's from Adidas, the Adidas Pro Fair Dragon Ball Z. It is, like I said, it looks just like his coloration, the green and purple. They're also putting out, this is coming out sometime in September, but they're putting them out in pairs. So it looks like it's seven collaborations between Adidas and Dragon Ball Z. Let's see, in pairs, the first one should be out anytime. Like, they're expecting it soon. You're going to have Goku and Frieza. I don't see pictures of the sneaker. I'm sure you'll find them online. But the first two pair will be Goku and Frieza inspired. They will be ZX500 RM sneakers. Last week, Goku's Frieza's will be Young One. I'm not a big sneakerhead, so I'm not sure exactly what all that means. But they did say Goku's will have the distinctive star and a Nimbus cloud on it. So I do know a little bit about Dragon Ball, that, you know, he flies around on that Nimbus cloud. The Cell shoes are supposed to come out with the Gohan sneakers. And then the third release, so there's going to be six of them, will be Vegeta and Majin Buu. And finally, I guess seven, because then one's coming out by itself based off of Shenron, the Eternal Dragon. That's coming out in December. So between now and December, you're going to get seven different pair of Dragon Ball-inspired shoes. If you're a sneakerhead and a Dragon Ball fan, that's a lot of shoes to buy between now and Christmas. So I guess you'll be buying them for yourself. I'm not a big sneakerhead, so I don't know, but I know a lot of people collect them. You're going to have to make some shelf space for these Dragon Ball shoes if you're a collector. DC has announced Red Hood and the Outlaws they're doing a little shakeup. It's getting a new name. And that's because Artemis and Bizarro are kind of missing. Nobody knows where they're at. And Roy Harper and Jason Todd, who is Red Hood, they've kind of parted ways. So you just got Red Hood. So you can't say Red Hood and the Outlaws if it's just him. So they are going to be changing the October 27th, starting with the October 27th issue, the name will be Red Hood Outlaw. They're going to make him more, he doesn't have a team now to keep him in check, or keep him less violent. So he's probably going to be a lot more violent. He's not going to be as deadly as before. He's not going to be as depressed, but he's still going to be dealing with the loss of his friends, you know, not having Batman around. So, yeah, Jason Todd, Red Hood Outlaw. At least for now, he said they're leaving it open to maybe teaming back up with him later. But October 10th, Red Hood Outlaw number 27 is just Red Hood. And as you know, Red Hood does what has to be done to get the job finished. So we can expect to see him be a little more violent, my guess. The surprise, this movie took me by surprise too. It was a surprise hit of the year, A Quiet Place. Written by John Krasinski, directed by him too, I believe, and starred him and his wife, Emily Blunt. That movie was, I didn't expect the Jim from The Office to be able to pull this off. Dude, he knocked it out of the park. Quiet Place, it wasn't a perfect movie, but it was a damn good movie. It wasn't really scary, it was more of a suspense type mystery, I thought anyway. They have officially greenlit a sequel. I don't think it's a spoiler, it's been out long enough. John Krasinski's character, probably not going to appear in the sequel since he got taken out in the first one. Now they're saying the sequel may or may not follow his wife in the movie, since she's now a widow of three kids, just had a baby. But what they're also exploring is, if you watch the movie when he lights the fires and you see all the other fires light up around the countryside, he's talking about maybe they will follow the plight of one of those other families, how they made it this far. Because, you know, they found that old man out in the woods who finally had given up and screamed and brought the attention of the aliens. So I'm thinking I'd rather see these other families' plight, how they got to that point, to where they did at the end of A Quiet Place, where they kind of figured out how to take care of those aliens. I don't need to see after that how they went around and took them all out. I want to see these other families, their struggle to make it as far as they did there, to the point where they figured out how to take care of the aliens. Quiet Place was low, well, I shouldn't say low budget. It was lower budget than most movies, $17 million. They made the whole movie for $17 million. It brought in over $300 million worldwide. It has gotten a lot of critical acclaim. I've seen mostly, overwhelmingly good reviews on it. John Krasinski is, they're keeping him on. He's writing the sequel. Hopefully he'll be directing it also. I was really impressed with the work he did. Really good movie. Had some touching moments in it. A little bit of jump in your seat moments, but mostly it was just a really good thriller. You didn't really see the alien bad guys till close to the end, which is the way it should be. Keep it in suspense. Been talking about streaming services. DC, I told you, is starting their own streaming service. They are kicking it off. They have a daily DC update that is going to be done by Kevin Smith, from what I understand. They have finally given us the launch date for this DC streaming, DC Universe service. And their launch date is pretty fitting. They're doing it on September 15th, which just happens to also be Batman Day. So you're going to have a big Batman Day at most comic book stores, kicked off with DC streaming service. And then a month later, October 12th, is what they're giving us the date for the Titans live action series. The whole, you know, F Batman promo, which I had no problem with. I don't know why there was such an uproar. He was upset with Batman. Of course he would say that. Batman is not, you know, saying bad things about Batman is not sacrilegious. Get over it, people. He's just a guy, and he's pretty dickish a lot of times in the comics, so I could understand that guy not being, you know, of Robin not being happy with him. So, yeah, September 15th, we're going to see the launch of DC Universe, followed that by October 12th with the launch of Titans. Probably lots of the animated movies will be on there, too. Get your bank account ready, cancel your cable, and just start doing subscription services. Be ahead of the game. We reported Top Gun sequel last week, or week before, sometime in the past. The date has been pushed on that from 2019. They were looking originally at July 2019. Now they're looking about a year from that, you know, June 2020. And the reason I can understand is a lot of the special effects and the flight sequences and visual effects are taking longer than they thought. I would rather they take some extra time and get those done correctly, because some of the dogfight scenes in Top Gun, those were some of the best scenes. I'm hoping they do something like that with this new one, and they just want to get it right. So I'm of the mind to take the time you need to do it right. Don't rush it to the screen. We want you to put out the best product you can. Mr. Robot, hit show on TV on the USA Network. Season 4? Yeah, it's going to be his last season. No more Mr. Robot after season 4. They have the plot in mind already, how they want to end it. It's going to come back in 2019 for that final and fourth and final season. You will get to see closure for all the stuff going on in Mr. Robot in 2019, which is the way it should go. You don't want the series to linger around to when it's not relevant anymore. You want to leave them wanting more. So season 4, next year, Mr. Robot, it ends. Okay, Blade, the movie that really kind of kicked off the big superhero blockbuster type movies. It was really kind of the first of its genre. They weren't real sure. That's why they gave them Blade to work with, because, you know, if they screwed up Blade, they didn't think it was going to hurt the rest of the Marvel Universe comic book wise. if Blade bombed. Well, Wesley Snipes killed it as Blade. All the movies did really well. Even the last one, they bring in Ryan Reynolds and some other bigger characters to work with Blade. The whole Blade Trinity is just so good. They are, and then well, Wesley Snipes, he had a problem with taxes and he had to go away for a little while. He's back. You saw him in the newest Expendables movie. He's ready. He's still a good actor. He still looks the part, and he absolutely loves playing Blade. I mean, he was built for the part and he loves it. So he is in talks to with Marvel about doing multiple. It says multiple projects set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Everybody's leaning towards Blade, and he's even saying whether he's connected to it or not, there is a big potential for a fourth Blade movie. And the ideas they've been bouncing around because he's been part of the I guess the idea group putting things out. It's gonna blow all the other Blade movies out of the water, according to him. There's so much more stuff they can do. In fact, what's he say? A quote, "What we did before is child's play compared to what we can do now." So cross your fingers, we will see Wesley Snipes return as the Daywalker Blade. He's got a lot of stuff, and there's been talks about Morbius. Jared Leto's supposedly gonna play Morbius. Maybe we'll see a little crossover action there with Blade and Morbius, the half vampire. I guess Morbius is a man-made vampire. I guess you'd call Blade kind of a half vampire. I'm not sure. Anyway, great, it would be a great crossover opportunity. The other day I told you Alec Baldwin was in as Thomas Wayne, Batman's dad in the Joker film. That's changed. He's out. He pulled out due to issues with scheduling. That's the only explanation we got. They're still anticipating to start filming in September for an October 4th release. So we will still see the Joker movie, just won't be Alec Baldwin as Thomas Wayne. That's fine. Thomas Wayne can be played by anybody. Maybe bring Jeffrey Dean Morgan back in. That'd be great. That is the last article I have for you today. As always, please subscribe to us here on YouTube. Like this video with this one, the thumbs up. Like this video. Leave us a comment down here in the comment section. If you don't like video, you're more old school, you can catch us podcast, talknerdypodcast.com. You can download us directly or listen to us in your browser. If you have an iOS device, go to iTunes. We're on iTunes. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and leave us a good rating, or whatever MP3 podcast platform you use, we're probably there. And if we're not, let us know so we can get added. That is all I have for you. I will see you guys tomorrow. Later, nerds.